from Friday, people arriving here from abroad, including from Britain, will need a negative COVID test. The move follows the discovery of the Omicron COVID variant. Under the new rules, people can either have a professional antigen test taken a maximum of 48 hours prior to arrival, or a PCR test taken within 72 hours. Dr. Gerald Barry is an assistant professor of virology at UCD, and he's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you said in a Twitter post yesterday that whoever came up with these plans should have a serious look at themselves. Why so?
I think the intention is correct. I think we want to try and slow this variant down as much as possible until we learn more about it. But the way it's being done will not achieve that aim, particularly focused on the 48-hour limit for an antigen test. A once-off antigen test is just not suitable. Antigen tests are really good at doing very particular jobs, but they're just not suited to the job they're trying to achieve with this, you know, which is to reduce people that are potentially infected with this new variant coming into the country. And if anybody that implemented this thinks it's a good idea or thinks it will have any impact at all on reducing numbers of variant cases coming into the country by people getting an antigen test 48 hours before they get on a flight, well, the science, unfortunately, would completely disagree with them. We know antigen tests are really good at picking up highly infectious people, but, you know, to put it simply, if you get a negative on an antigen test 48 hours before a flight, that tells you nothing about how infectious you are getting on the flight. It actually tells you very little about whether you're actually even infected getting on the flight. So to me, and actually what I'm saying is backed up by all the science around antigen testing, it's basically completely pointless.
Is there any role then, or should there be any role in this process for antigen tests?
If you want to use antigen testing to reduce the number of Omicron variants coming into the country, yes, it can play a role, absolutely. But antigen testing would have to be done on a regular basis. So, for example, just before you get on the flight, just after you arrive in Dublin, and for a period of maybe 5 days, every day you would have to be tested for that 5 or 6 days after you arrive in the country by antigen test. A once-off antigen test 48 hours before the flight does nothing to protect the country against this variant.
Talk to us then about... talk to us about PCR tests, because they're possibly part of this as well. The new rules say that a PCR test should be taken within 72 hours of arrival in the country. Is that too long, in your opinion?
I think the evidence is stronger in support of using PCR, no doubt. 72 hours is probably too long, because that leaves a three-day window that people might get infected. It also leaves the window of actually getting infected on the flight, which we know evidence points to can happen as well. And so not having any checks on arrival, or, you know, for the period after arrival, we know already from our experience of previous waves where we had to introduce hotel quarantine for the exact reason that a PCR test 72 hours before does not pick up all the cases we want to pick up. So, you know, I'm looking at both this antigen test and the PCR test that they've introduced. Yes, okay, it might pick up a few cases, but it's not really going to do the job that they're trying to implement, which is to stop or dramatically reduce the number of infected people coming into the country that may be bringing in this new variant. So it just looks like a bit of window dressing, to be honest. It looks like something they've brought in to an extent like a box-ticking exercise, and it's not really going to have the impact that they are suggesting it's going to have.
Realistically, though, is it likely that this variant is already here? I mean, how much can you actually do to stop something if it's as transmissible as the evidence so far would suggest?
Yeah, well, I think first thing is we would say we have actually very little evidence on how transmissible it is. I suppose that's, but you
because
know,
we have such
worried.
A small number of cases at this
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, we're worried that it might be, I suppose. So we have to be cautious on this. And I think you're absolutely right. Rather than, you know, focusing on things like border controls, I would much prefer to see a massive overemphasis on actually controlling it in the country, because you're absolutely right. It's very likely it's in the country already. It's very likely we're not going to be able to stop it getting into the country further. And so what we really should be doing is dramatically ramping up our testing and tracing system, so that if we do detect cases, that we can very rapidly clamp down on those cases and stop it becoming more of an issue than it already potentially is. Because we have to be honest, we're only testing or sequencing, about 10% of our cases currently. So there's probably lots of cases in the country that we don't know about. We know already that we're under-testing our population. People can't get PCR tests even, you know. So we're massively under-testing, we're massively under-sequencing our cases. And so for all we know, there's lots of cases of Omicron in this country. But actually, we don't really have the surveillance yet in place, the kind of surveillance we've been asking for the last 18 months. We still don't have that level of surveillance in the country to really control this. And I would much prefer, rather than bringing in tests on the border, actually ramping up our testing and tracing systems in the country, acknowledging that it's going to come in, and working out how we're going to control it when it gets here.
All right. Dr. Gerald Barry, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Gerald Barry there, who's an assistant professor of virology at UCD.